I should be joined live on the phone now by Gráinne O'Leary, who is CEO at Arthritis Ireland. Good morning, Gráinne.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you of a Tuesday morning?
I'm good, thank you. Yes.
Good, good. Is there, I always ask this. I haven't seen the sun. I haven't seen outside of a window in the last year and a half. Is the sun still shining?
No, I haven't seen any sign of the sun now today, I have to say.
It was such an amazing weekend as well.
It seems to have gone now for the moment, I think.
I'm afraid to look at the weather forecast now, just in case that was our summer. Anyway, good morning, Gráinne. Now, this morning we're talking about National Arthritis Week. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But first of all, can you tell us where you're based and perhaps a little about the services that you offer at Arthritis Ireland?
Yes, well, we're a national organisation supporting people that are living with all types of arthritis. We have an office base in Dublin, but we operate all around the country. We have a volunteer branch network that are active all around the country as well, who provide support to people living locally in their communities. And I suppose, really, our services are all about enabling and empowering people to live their best life that they can with arthritis. There isn't any cure for arthritis. There are many different types, and it affects over a million people in Ireland in one form or another. So it's a big area. It's a big disease, and it is actually the biggest cause of disability in Ireland. And I suppose what we do is we first of all provide information and support to people, so that they can, you know, get that much needed information around their condition, particularly when they're newly diagnosed. Then we have a number of services in terms of we run various courses and events for people with arthritis that will, you know, I suppose, provide educational opportunities so that they can, you know, upskill in skills and tools and information that will help them to live with their particular form of arthritis. And I suppose they're open to people that are living all around Ireland.
What is arthritis, Gráinne?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And I suppose what I always say as well is that arthritis is one single word, it's one single term, but it's actually an umbrella term for over 100 different types of disease. So it's a condition that affects mainly the joints of the body, where it's not entirely focused on the joints. So, you know, it's a condition where you have pain, stiffness and inflammation sometimes in joints of the body. And what that causes is obviously people can sometimes have difficulty with movement, they can have stiffness. Pain is the number one symptom that people experience, primarily in their joints, but certain forms of arthritis can be almost autoimmune forms of the disease, and they can affect kind of, you know, areas of the body beyond the joints as well. So people can feel quite unwell with the disease, it can affect other organs of the body. So it's quite although it's one term, it affects people in very different ways, depending on the particular condition that you have.
Is it genetic? Is it environmental? Is it a mix of both? Is this what causes it?
Yeah, there can be a genetic component, and because there's so many different types, it's hard to, you know, you can't really say there's one particular cause. In some types of arthritis, there can be a genetic component, but it's not as strong as in maybe other diseases that people would be aware of, where there's a very, very strong genetic, you can see the genetic line through families and things like that. So, you know, it can be, but what we always say is that it requires something else to trigger it.
Yeah.
So sometimes that can be an environmental factor. And really we're learning more about it all of the time. But what I would always say to people is that just because it's in your family doesn't necessarily mean that you will develop it. You can carry the genetic code for it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the disease will ever get activated. It requires that kind of external trigger. And there's, you know, there's lots of research going on all the time as to, you know, what that trigger might be. One of the things we've learned in the recent past is that we know that smoking is a trigger. So probably one of the most important things a person can do, if they have, you know, family members with arthritis and they're a smoker, is really to to seek ways to stop smoking, because we know that that can actually trigger arthritis, and it also makes your symptoms worse when you develop arthritis.
You mentioned the figure earlier of 1 million. Is that what you mentioned?
Yes.
So that's, by my maths, 20% of the population. We're now just slightly over 5 million here in the Republic. So that's 1 in 5 of us have arthritis. That's astonishing.
Yeah, and that there's a real spectrum there. So it's really arthritis and related conditions as well, so musculoskeletal conditions. But yes, it is a staggering figure. You know, some people, you know, will have very, very mild arthritis, and maybe it only affects perhaps, you know, one joint in the body at the moment. But then there's a real spectrum right through to the other end, where people have a significant level of disability as a result of their arthritis, and would have a lot of difficulty carrying out just sort of their daily, if you like, their daily activities, maybe working, etc. And then there's everything in between as well.
Does this have something to do with the body's autoimmune system as well, Rania? Is that involved in some way?
It can be. It depends on the type of arthritis. So there are a group of arthritis where they're called inflammatory forms of arthritis, and they are autoimmune conditions. So if you like, people may have heard of disease areas such as rheumatoid arthritis, for example, would be the most common. That is an autoimmune type of arthritis. So it's really where, if you like, something has gone wrong in the messaging system in your body, and you know, our immune systems are generally there to protect our bodies. And what happens in this case is that there's almost sort of this misfired message within your immune system, and the immune system is really turning on itself. So in the form of rheumatoid arthritis, it's really the immune system is sort of attacking your joints. And we see autoimmune conditions in things like type 1 diabetes, you know, and other multiple sclerosis. So they are all examples of autoimmune conditions, and they affect the body in different ways. But in inflammatory forms of arthritis, it's really your body is recognizing cells in your joints as sort of invaders to the body, and it starts to turn and attack on itself.
Now, National Arthritis Week is almost upon us. I believe it takes place this year from the 4th to the 10th of April. Am I right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Any events planned, Gráinne, that you can tell us about this morning?
Well, what we're doing with National Arthritis Week is all about, you know, highlighting the impact of arthritis. And this year we're highlighting the positive impact of physical activity. So when people are diagnosed with some form of arthritis, you know, people will generally be on some drug therapy in one way or another. But one of the most important things that a person can do is to actually stay physically active. And it's one of the things that, you know, we are promoting as an organization. It's one of the most effective treatments. And, you know, although the pain from arthritis can make, you know, a person feel less like exercising, even a small amount or a moderate amount of activity can help to relieve pain, stiffness, and inflammation. So that's the key message that we're trying to get out there during National Arthritis Week, which is the 4th to the 10th of April. We are also, as part of this week, we're hosting a 5K a day challenge to coincide with the campaign. So this is all about raising awareness around arthritis, but also to raise much needed funds for the organisation. So again, if people are interested in signing up for that, they can sign up at arthritisireland.ie. And we'll also have a live online Be Active with Arthritis module hosted by the Irish Society of Chartered Physiotherapists, who we've teamed up with, on the 7th of April at 1 p.m. So Karen Quinn, who's a clinical specialist physiotherapist in rheumatology, will be our guest speaker there. So again, more information will be on our website, arthritisireland.ie. And there will be events taking place around the country as well. So again, if people go onto the website, they can look at where there might be an event happening locally to them. And of course, if people wish to support us, and we would love if people did, by making a donation, they can text arthritis to 50300 to donate €4. So that would be most welcome as well if people could do that.
And again, just on how people can get involved and attend these events, can they register online?
they can go on to our website, arthritisireland.ie, and they will find all of the details about what's happening next week.
Can I ask, how important is a week like this in helping to raise awareness?
Well, I think it's about raising awareness and increasing understanding. So, you know, we know that our population is, I suppose, living longer than it ever did before. But we also know that people are generally more inactive than they were before. So a week like this is sort of really important to raise, you know, awareness and understanding of arthritis. And I suppose if you haven't got arthritis, basically things that you can do to, you know, prevent developing it in some regards, but also if you have it, you know, to increase understanding about what things you can do as a person to, you know, to live a better life with arthritis. And it's also a way, I suppose, of raising awareness about what we do as an organisation and how we can help and support people on this journey with their disease. As I said, there isn't a cure. So when people are diagnosed, I suppose they begin, you know, a journey with this disease.
Yeah.
But we always take the positive approach and say, you know, it doesn't have to be the end of your life. Your life might look a little bit different from now on, but we're there to support you on that and to guide you along the way. And we have many services that people can access. So the week is all about raising awareness about, you know, how we do that as well and how we can support people.
Yeah, you mentioned the word journey there. You know, kind of weeks like this help things like peer supports and networking. So people who've just been diagnosed with a condition can talk to people who've had the condition and learn how to manage it from them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really important part of, you know, for many people. People are really interested very often to talk to people who have walked that path, if you like. And that's, I suppose, one of the key things we do as a charity as well, is to connect people who are living with the condition. And, you know, we have a very active online Facebook support group for people with arthritis. We've over 3,500 members on that.
Wow.
And that's an area where people can connect. You know, so again, people can request to join that if they have a diagnosis of arthritis, and it's a really good way of connecting with other people who are also living with the condition. We also have a helpline, which I always encourage people to contact, because our volunteers on the helpline all live with arthritis, and they will also, you know, listen to you, hear what you're saying, and connect you with the relevant services. So if it's, you know, connecting with a support group or you know, another individual who's living with maybe the same type of arthritis as you are, then we can do that. And people can access the helpline on 0818252846.
Can you give that out again?
Yeah, it's 0818252846.
Kind of two questions in one. Is there a gender balance here? Is the same amount of women affected by it compared to men? And also, is there any section of society most at risk from the condition?
So, to take the first question, unfortunately, women on the whole fare worse when it comes to arthritis. So there are definitely more women living with arthritis than men.
Do we know why?
Well, we think it has something to do with the fact, just, you know, the women, I suppose, some has to do with just the woman's body, hormones, and also, you know, things in relation to menopause, childbirth. All of that has an impact on developing arthritis. So that is one set of reasons why women develop it more. The other side of it, and there are a couple of types of arthritis where it's more prevalent in men. So, and one particular one would be a condition that many listeners may have not have heard of, but it's called ankylosing spondylitis. So it's an inflammatory form of arthritis that, you know, affects the spine. And we know that that is a condition that does affect more men than women. So women unfortunately do fare worse. Then the second one, sorry, your question again was...
Is there any section of society most at risk from the condition?
Okay, so I think the biggest risk factors really are inactivity and obesity, unfortunately. So, you know, if a person is very inactive, It does put you at a higher risk of developing arthritis. And the second one is, you know, and it kind of goes hand in hand with physical activity. If you're carrying a lot of those extra kilos, that can also, I mean, it stands to reason you're putting more strain on your joints if you're carrying extra weight. So I think they're the two kind of risk factors, and that, you know, people are always encouraged to kind of address those. So even if you don't have arthritis, it does make it more possible that you might develop, for example, osteoarthritis, which is the most common type of arthritis.
In the 30 seconds or so that we have left, Grainne, can you remind people again how they can register for National Arthritis Week, which takes place, as I mentioned earlier, between the 4th and the 10th of April, so it's nearly upon us.
Yes, so what we'd encourage people to do is to go onto our website, arthritisireland.ie, and you will find all the information on National Arthritis Week on our website. We'd encourage people, if they can, to sign up to our 5K a day challenge for that week. And of course, you can reach out to our helpline as well, which is 0818252846.
Great stuff, Grainne. The best of luck with the week, and hopefully we can have a wee chat maybe afterwards, and we can talk about how it went, and maybe talk to some people who have the condition as well. That would be really interesting.
We'd love to do that.
Absolutely, we'll definitely keep in touch. Grainne, thank you so much, and a very happy Tuesday to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for having
me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we were joined there by Grainne O'Leary, who is CEO at Arthritis Ireland.